From the WGXC newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, November the 20th through Sunday, November the 22nd. I'm Philip Grant. Debbie Mayer reported in the Columbia paper that an audit of the Chatham Central School District by the Office of the State Comptroller found that during the last 5 years, the district's real property levy was approximately $400,000 more than necessary. District officials dispute the finding, saying the funds have been handled properly based on the opinion of the district's outside auditor. The examination covered the 2013-14 school year and a portion of the 2014-15 school year. The excess funds were collected because district officials overestimated liabilities by more than $1.5 million and overfunded the district's reserve by more than $1.4 million. The state law permits a Board of Education to retain up to 4% of the following year's appropriations as an unrestricted fund balance. The money is supposed to serve as a financial cushion in the event of unexpected expenses. But in this instance, Chatham's fund balance totaled $4.1 million, or 14% of its 2014-15 spending plan. The Comptroller's Office has recommended the district develop a plan for the use of the excess funds in a way that benefits taxpayers. The money could be used to reduce taxes, pay off debts, or finance one-time expenditures. The district has 90 days to prepare and submit its response plan. In a related story, Gail Hansen reported in the Chatham Courier that the town of Chatham taxpayers will pay the highest tax rate in Columbia County next year. Chatham's tax rate will be $3.38 more than the neighboring towns of Austerlitz, Canaan, and New Lebanon. Town, school district, and county taxes together comprise a property owner's entire annual tax bill. The town of Chatham's proposed tax levy increase for the coming year is expected to exceed the state-mandated cap. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Windham Journal that the Lexington Town Board adopted its first-ever seven-figure budget when it recently approved a $1.03 million spending plan for 2016. Town Supervisor Dixie Baldry said, and I quote, "It's not pleasant, but it is what it is. There's nothing extra in there. We didn't slush fund anything anyway," end quote. Ryan said the budget is likely to increase again in 2017 because of an increased workers' compensation payments resulting from a highway department accident. In the coming years, there will be no pay raises for the supervisor, the bookkeeper, or the four town council members. The budget does include raises for the assessor, the judiciary, the code enforcement officer, town clerk, town attorney, and highway superintendent, however. John Mason reported in the Register Star that the Pine Haven Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is no longer draining money from Columbia County. County Controller Ron Carbonara told this to the Board of Supervisors last week. The county is in the process of selling the facility to Premier Healthcare Management. The transaction is expected to be finalized in 4 to 6 months. The Pine Haven census is currently up 98%, increasing revenue, Campanero said. He said, and I quote, "Our revenues are way up. The bleeding has stopped. We have increased revenues, increased patient days, increased billing. We're matching expenses to revenues," end quote. Premier now intends to create a 100-bed assisted living facility at the site as well. The company will demolish the old Pine Haven building to make room for the new one, Campanera said. Premier is now handling all billing, and they will take over payroll in January. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Town Board adopted its 2016 budget, totaling $5.9 million on Friday, November the 20th. The spending plan calls for a tax levy increase of 5%, far above the state-mandated cap of 0.73%. Town Supervisor Joseph Leggio said the increase was necessary to make up for revenue shortfalls in the budget. The lack of growth and major assessment losses townwide have increased the stress on the remaining tax base, Leggio said. Town Budget Officer Michael Richardson said nearly $400,000 has been cut from the budget, but an added 5% in tax revenue is needed to fill the remaining gap. The board will hold a special meeting at 8 a.m. on Monday, November the 23rd, to discuss several personnel changes in executive session and in open session to act on a policy for medical insurance for active employees and retirees. The action to be taken will bring those particular expenses into line with the adopted budget, Richardson said. W.T. Eckerd reported in the Watertown Daily Times that Dutchess County legislator Michael Kelsey of Salt Point is heading to trial in St. Lawrence County. Kelsey stands accused of sexually abusing two teenage boys while on a Boy Scout outing to Cranberry Lake last summer. He is facing two felony and three misdemeanor counts. In a court appearance last week, Kelsey told the St. Lawrence County judge he fired his attorney. The judge denied him a public defender or a court-appointed attorney because Kelsey did not financially qualify. Kelsey is an attorney who specializes in estate planning. Finally, Rick Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential that chairs of the Democratic Committee located in the 19th Congressional District have launched an effort to draft Ulster County Executive Mike Hine to run for the seat currently held by Kinderhook Republican Chris Gibson. Doreen Davis and Peter Bougineau, chairs of the Green and Columbia Committees, respectively joined the chairs of the other nine counties located within the district and signed a letter to Hine dated on November the 19th. Ulster County Chairman Frank Cardinale said, and I quote, "This is letting him know he has a lot of support if he decides to do it," end quote. So far, fellow Kinderhook Republican, former Assembly Minority Leader, and one-time gubernatorial candidate John Faso and Dutchess County businessman Andrew Heaney are competing for the GOP nod. Assemblymember Pete Lopez is still said to be considering a run. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day for today with the temperature high near 41 degrees. For Monday night, there will be increasing clouds with a temperature low at 20 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 43 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 24. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 49 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 32. Sunrise today was at 6:56 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:27 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, November the 23rd, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.